The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. Star Wars fans need wait no longer. The wait hasn't been that long. Another Star Wars installment, this one a spin-off about Han Solo's formative years, opens on IMAX screens the world over. Solo, a Star Wars story, also traces the beginnings of the friendship between Solo and his giant Wookiee, Chewbacca. VOA's Penelope Pulu spoke to the very tall actor who wears the Chewbacca suit.
I'm very happy playing Chewbacca. I couldn't be happier about this film, because just to have everyone see this, how Han and Chewbacca first met and be with us on that adventure is just warms my heart tremendously.
2-meter-tall Star Wars fan Jonas Suotamo could not believe his luck when he first received the casting call to play the legendary Wookiee, originally portrayed by Peter Mayhew. The former professional basketball player appeared in the last four Star Wars films under the Chewbacca costume, but he says his role in this installment was the most demanding yet.
Because it's so physical. I mean, there are things that Chewbacca needed to do that involve choosing a more athletic approach into filming.
Since when do you know how to fly? 190 years old? You look great.
As in the film, offstage, Suotamo struck a friendship with newcomer Alden Ehrenreich, who plays the young, unpredictable, and cocky Han Solo, the role originally played by Harrison Ford.
Jonas, playing Chewie, who's so good at playing Chewie, is just funny. He's just, anything he does in the suit is funny, and he really knows how to use the suit to its best comic effect.
Not an easy feat, says Suotamo, considering the suit is hot and heavy. The actor says he sustained neck injuries due to the extra weight he had to carry on his head during grueling 10-hour shoots. Directed by Ron Howard, the rest of the cast is equally engaging, from Woody Harrelson, who plays Outlaw Beckett, to Solo's love interest, Kira, played by Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke. But some fear that Solo, a Star Wars story, coming only 5 months after the release of the blockbuster Star Wars The Last Jedi, may not break the box office like its predecessors. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news.
That was a program from the Voice of America.